Hey, Tater Tots! Well, welcome back to another episode of Topics of Taboo, the raw and honest podcast where we unpack, educate, and attempt to erase the stigma surrounding taboo topics. I'm your host, Megan Dykman, and in today's episode, we're going to be covering a somewhat controversial topic within the LGBTQ plus community, and that is the topic of biromantic lesbianism, or biromantic homosexuality. Now, I have only very recently been introduced to this term, as I was completely unaware of its existence. Like, had no idea, possibly wondered whether something like this existed, but had never heard of it. But, according to good old Urban Dictionary, a biromantic lesbian is someone who feels romantic attraction towards both males and females, but is only sexually attracted to females. So, in other words, they feel as though they could date and fall in love with both men and women, but feel as though they could only be sexual with a woman and not a man, leaving relationships with men as a platonic one. So then I was curious and had a little bit of a look into how members of the LGBTQ plus community feel about this term, lesbians especially. And as it turns out, it's been a highly controversial topic of late. Some lesbians were even mocking the term, comparing biromantic lesbianism to a meat-eating vegan or homeless homeowners. I'm definitely sensing a little bit of tension here, my people. But no, seriously, I dug a little bit deeper and found out that lesbians prefer people using the term biromantic homosexual, and stated that using the term lesbian in the name is a form of lesbian erasure, as lesbians are only attracted to one gender, and bisexuals are not. In one Reddit thread that I was reading, one lesbian professed, "Lesbians do not like men. It's kind of rude and lesbian erasure to say otherwise. But you can call yourself a biromantic homosexual. I hate to gatekeep in any sort of way, but in this situation it is needed." However, directly underneath this, another lesbian wrote, "Who cares what other lesbians think? The only lesbian whose opinion matters is yours. If biromantic suits you better, then you have the right to identify as such. Speaking as a full lesbian who is only attracted to girls, both sexually and romantically, I say, do you, girl?" Another person replied and said, "I asked myself a really similar question recently, but I've discovered that I'm just a lesbian dealing with compulsory heterosexuality." Which is also another thing that lesbians are labelling these individuals as. Confused lesbians dealing with comp het. Now, compulsory heterosexuality is a whole other topic that I will definitely be diving into later on in this season. But yes, super fucking controversial right now. She's spicy, she's hot. She's a topic of taboo, and we're going to unpack it. So yeah, no, it appears that the feelings towards this sexuality are mixed, but the common consensus among my research did sway towards lesbians being offended by the term biromantic lesbian. So perhaps biromantic homosexual is a more fitting term for those who experience this separation between sexual and romantic attraction. So as I said before, like, I was sort of just like sitting here with my thoughts, reading over some of my DMs, reading over these Reddit threads, and being like, have I ever felt this before? I had a little think about it and tried to recognize whether or not I'd experienced feelings or a separation of romantic and sexual attraction to someone in the past. And as it turns out, I have. And I think that's why I'm empathizing so much with people that have come out and people that you're going to hear from later on in this episode, because I feel like I've felt that. Right? So my romantic attraction for men and women has never really wavered, but my sexual attraction, on the other hand, has. It has. When I first started discovering my bisexuality, I felt almost exclusively sexually attracted to women, but not men, not a man in sight. The thought of sleeping with a man didn't necessarily repulse me, but I certainly wasn't interested in having sex with men for a good 8 to 12 months. Like, it did not cross my mind. Honestly, if I was approached by a guy in a club, I wouldn't even look at him. Like, I just wouldn't. It wasn't like a gross thing. It was just like, no, like, I'm going to get with girls. Why would I want to get with you if I could get with a girl? I had a lot of you in my DMs saying that you had experienced this also, or the opposite of being romantically attracted to both men and women, but only sexually to men. So it appears that there still are so many different sexualities, feelings, and emotions that we are yet to normalize and even discover completely and accept into our community. Here's what a few of our listeners had to say with regards to their experience with biromantic homosexuality.
Hey, my name's Alana. I'm from Melbourne. I identify as female, and my experience with sexuality, let's be honest, definitely all over the shop. I'm sure a lot of other bisexuals can relate to this. Me personally, I think I always knew, even when I was younger and I didn't quite have a grasp on what attraction really meant, I always gravitated towards girls. In primary school, I always had crushes on girls. And then it got confusing because I got a little bit older and I started to like guys. And I was like, what is happening? So I dated both, as you do. However, I always felt this strong pull back to females when it came to sex and sexual attraction. However, I could love and did love everyone that I was with, regardless of the gender, equally. But because my sexual attraction just always had this strong pull back to females, I was so confused. I was like, am I even bisexual? And in comes the internalized biphobia. She can't make up her mind. What's going on? This is where I wanted to do some more research because I felt like I just didn't fit anywhere. You know, I was like 80% this and 20% that, and it was all just so confusing and none of the labels really felt like me. And this is where I finally found the bi-romantic umbrella, in particular the bi-romantic lesbian label. And I finally felt not crazy for the very first time in my life. I was finally able to find words for my feelings.
Hi, Megan, or Dutchie, whichever one you prefer. My name is Alexi. I am 23 and I am from Canada. I currently identify as queer, but part of my sexual orientation labeling journey, I did actually think long and hard about whether biromantic lesbian was the term for me. I've never been intimate with a male and I'm not entirely sure I'll ever want to be, but sometimes I think boys are cute and sometimes I want to go on dates with boys and I think they're cute, but again, I don't know if I want to be with them sexually, which brought me to, okay, so if I'm a homosexual but I still want to be cute with dudes, then does that make me biromantic? And that's what I know a lot of people that identify with biromantic lesbian, that's how they feel as well, that they're a homosexual, but you know, sometimes going on dates with dudes is cute too, but no sex. And I stopped identifying with this because I do have a preference for women. And again, like I said, I don't know if I'll ever want to be intimate sexually with a man, but it's so fluid for me. I go all over the place. Sometimes I feel like I will never ever like a man, and then sometimes I think, well, maybe. So that's why I identify as queer. But one of the reasons that I moved on from the biromantic lesbian label was because of what I saw lesbians posting on Twitter and just talking to lesbians in real life too, about the terms pan lesbian and bi lesbian, which can endanger lesbians. And this is what a bunch of the lesbians that I spoke to and that I read threads about told me and told the internet. They said that the term lesbian is supposed to only be used for people that aren't attracted to men and that are only attracted to women or femmes, femme-identifying people, WLW, and that if you pair the word bi or pan with lesbian, it invalidates the word lesbian because lesbianism is exclusivity to females and femmes. And that if you even have any sort of attraction for men, because biromantic lesbians, even if they never want to sleep with a man, they still have an attraction towards men. And so by calling themselves a lesbian and then potentially pursuing a romantic relationship with a man, it's invalidating to lesbians. And that's basically the gist of what I heard.
I've spoken to a lot of people about it too, and I can totally see both sides of the argument here. So thank you, Megan, Dutchie, whichever one. Thank you so much for letting me send this to you and letting me talk about this, because it's something that I have looked into a lot and actually identified with at one point. But I hope at the end of the day, us as a community, the LGBT community, LGBTQ plus community, that we can find a solution to the term biromantic lesbian. Like, I feel like there needs to be more discussion about it, both from lesbians and from people that identify as biromantic lesbians. Have fun, your podcast. I love listening to you. Thanks, bye.
Hi guys, I'm Lottie, I'm 18 and I live in England. My experience with being a biromantic lesbian is an interesting one, and I thought I'd share it with you all. So I first started questioning my sexuality at age 14, and I realised soon after that I wasn't straight. I never rushed to put a label on myself because I didn't feel like I needed one. However, I do understand that many people feel more confident with a label, which is totally fine. Although it'll be different for everyone, I identify as a biromantic lesbian. In my case, that means I'm romantically attracted to both men and women, but only sexually attracted to women. Although I feel confident with this label now, it wasn't always this way. For a while, I struggled to fit in either being bisexual or being a lesbian, and it took a while for me to realise who I truly was. For me, I never had that sexual attraction to men. However, it never really occurred to me that I could be attracted to women as well. I knew that romantically I was attracted to men. I could just never see myself being in a physical relationship with one. And that's how it worked out that I wasn't bisexual. Despite this, in September, when I came out to the majority of my close family and friends, I came out as bisexual, as this is what fitted me best at the time, although it never truly felt right. I have been in an amazing relationship now with my amazing girlfriend for a year, and I'm really confident and happy within myself and my relationship, especially now that I have a label that fits me. One of the issues I found with having the label of being a biromantic lesbian is that I never felt like anyone truly understood my position. People always asked the question whether I was bisexual or a lesbian, and neither fitted until I found this term. Although I feel represented in the LGBTQIA+ community, I know that there are many people who don't feel this way. And that's why I was so happy that Megan was sharing awareness in this podcast about a sexuality that wasn't as widely known. What I would like you to all know is that please remember you don't have to rush into finding a label. But also, if the most common labels don't suit you and you feel like you would like a label, explore other ones, such as being a biromantic lesbian, as I found that this really helped me. I'm lucky enough that my friends and family have been nothing but supportive of me and my sexuality. However, the hardest thing for me was to come out to myself. And I know that this is one of the hardest things that many other people face too. So take your time and remember there are so many people who can support you either in person or online. Also remember you don't have to label yourself as anything you don't feel comfortable labelling yourself as. I feel confident now telling people my sexuality as a biromantic lesbian because this is the one that fits me the best. And you should feel the same comfort when you decide a label. Also, remember it's okay to change your label if you find something better later on.
Hi, I'm Val, it's short for Valerie, and I'm 27 and from Switzerland. So, my experience with being biromantic and lesbian is not easy. After I got my first girlfriend and having sex with her for the first time, I thought, wow, that's me, that's what I want, and I think I might be a lesbian. But after a lot of thinking, I was like, yeah, in a sexual way, but I still could fall in love with a man. It's just I don't want to have sex with a man. So I was really, really confused about myself. But when someone asks me to clarify my sexuality, I say I'm biromantic lesbian, but I don't see myself as a lesbian because, I don't know, I don't feel comfortable with that word and it's not my label, it's not my corner, if that makes any sense. I feel more comfortable with being bi, not specifically biromantic or specifically bisexual, just bi. that's more my corner, and I see sexuality as fluid, so it can change with times, but for now, I'm fine with that, I feel comfortable, and I have a huge preference on girls. That's me.
Okay, so it seems as though a few of you have experienced this separation of sexual and romantic attraction in this particular way. And some of you are just not comfortable with the term lesbian or bisexual, because you're not either. You're genuinely not one nor the other. And I get that, and you're not. And that's why you don't feel comfortable using that label. You're not comfortable with bisexual, because that's not what you are. You're not comfortable with lesbian, because that's not what you are. So you mix the two appropriately. And I get that. I actually had another one of my lovely listeners reach out to me and say, I started identifying as bisexual 3 years ago when I noticed my attraction to girls. At that time, I never questioned my attraction to men, as I used to be boy crazy when I was younger. In that time, I came to believe I simply had a large preference for girls, however later realized that I did not want to date men at all. I came to realize that although I am romantically attracted to men and can find them hot, I did not have any sexual desire towards them. I then found the term biromantic lesbian, however, as it is rarely talked about and disliked by some members within the LGBTQ+ community, I felt like I needed to find further online validation before I could fully identify with the term. I believe there definitely needs to be more representation of biromantic lesbians, as well as the discussion between the difference of romantic and sexual attraction, as most people assume that they go hand in hand, however, this is not always the case. And you know, that hit home to me, because I too can identify with being boy crazy in my schooling years and felt bisexual with a strong preference for women, both sexually and romantically, but not so much sexually for men. And I'll be honest, I definitely experienced that separation for a portion of my life. She also mentioned that there needs to be more discussion about the differences between romantic and sexual attraction, as some people do assume that they go hand in hand, but this isn't the case for everyone. I agree. Thanks for sending that in. I'll say it again. I personally have experienced a separation between romantic and sexual attraction. For a while, I felt like I could date and fall in love with men, but couldn't be sexual with them. I genuinely had that feeling for a few months when I was discovering my sexuality. It wasn't permanent for me, and it has now disappeared. And unfortunately, yes, the rumors are true. I love the D as much as I love the P. But I definitely can sympathize and acknowledge that it is possible to experience that distinction, and some people's minds do discriminate between the two, with a particular gender. So, I thought we should dive into the difference between sexual and romantic attraction for a hot minute, my people. I did a little Google search, and I wanted to answer these questions in the words of a professional. So I found an article titled, Am I in Love or in Lust? And I thought that was the perfect article to explain this exact situation, this exact phenomenon. And this is what Jeanette Brito, a certified sex therapist, had to say on the matter. She said, if you find yourself noticing someone and falling head over heels and imagining yourself having a steamy makeout session, that is sexual attraction. Sexual attraction is more about who you see in front of you and what they look like. It's more about sex than marriage. In contrast, she said, romantic attraction goes a little bit deeper. This is more about attachment and creating a bond, oftentimes based on shared values, beliefs, and similar interests. These things can make the bond even stronger. Romantic attraction goes beyond sex, whereas having a sexual attraction tends to be more about wanting to get busy. Brito then goes on to explain that once you get to know someone better, you may realize that you didn't really want to have a deeper relationship with them. You may realize you were only physically attracted and that you only wanted to have sex, not a dinner date or marriage. Now, people, this is called lust. She's a lusty gal, okay? Like, this is... you think you like someone, you think you're attracted to them, have a crush on them, you sleep with them, and then you get to know them a little better, get to know different parts of their personality or things that perhaps don't quite align with you, and you realize all you wanted from them was a little bonk. Okay, that is lust, and that is different to romantic attraction. Ah, lusty, lusty, yes, we've all been there. Yucky, yucky. And there's nothing wrong with it, though. There is absolutely nothing wrong with experiencing lust. It's totally normal. But I've just had bad experiences with it. Yuck. I'm sure I'll go into it one day. She also detailed a simple formula that she likes to keep in mind and shares with her clients as well, and that is sexual attractions are more like crushes. They come and go, but romantic attractions take a little bit more time to build, and there's nothing wrong with either as long as you're honest with yourself and the other party, which is pretty much what I just detailed. There's obviously nothing wrong with either, and either happen, and lust can lead to really good sex and just nothing else, and that's totally fine and makes total sense. I feel as though for me, romantic attraction is a deeper feeling. It's more about the person, their personality, how they treat others, how they make me feel outside of the bedroom, not just how they make me feel, if you know what I mean. How they are with their family, wanting to be with them 24/7, talk to them, know absolutely everything about them, be their best friend, their soulmate, all that type of shiz. Like, that to me is romantic attraction, having that deep desire to want to be in their life, not in their pants. And sexual attraction to me is like, God damn, you're sexy. Break me off a piece of that, please. I'll have a double serving with cream and a cherry on top. Thank you. You know? That's just my like little dumb explanation of it. I don't know if that's going to make any sense, but that's how I see it and how I separate the two. And I think they can be very different in certain different situations. And I think they can be very different. And sure, relationships usually encompass a healthy balance of the two of them, but I can definitely differentiate between the two and see how some people could experience one and not the other with a particular gender. I can see that. I guess it's always easier for someone to see or empathize with someone else's feelings, emotions, or experiences if they've felt it themselves, which is perhaps why I'm all for people identifying as this, and I see it as a completely valid sexual identity. And after hearing your stories and experiences with it, I totally get it. I totally get it. But on the other hand, being neutral, being Switzerland, I can see how lesbians are not okay with the term biromantic lesbian and would prefer the term biromantic homosexual to be used. I can see the issue there, I won't lie, and at the end of the day, I think it's completely up to the individual and how they want to identify, and in this case, I don't think there will ever be a term that everyone is comfortable using. I think there's always going to be controversy and someone's always going to have something to say, but hey, that's just life. In any scenario of life, there's always going to be someone that disagrees, someone that doesn't like you, you know, all those sorts of things. So, what are your thoughts on the topic? Do you think biromantic lesbianism or biromantic homosexuality is a true and valid sexuality? Or do you think people experiencing this are just experiencing compulsory heterosexuality? Let's have a conversation. DM me on Instagram @topicsoftaboo or comment on my recent. Let's discuss. I'm honestly intrigued. Well, that's all I have time for today, folks. Thanks, Millie, for listening. She was hella spicy today, and I live for that. I just wanted to give a little shout out to some of our dedicated listeners here. Also, bear with me. Some of these will be from 2020, as I do have a little backlog of reviews to go through. I apologize. But I don't want to leave anyone out. You guys are so sweet, and I want to read as many reviews as I can. Shout out to Amalia from Colombia, who said, "Dachi is here to save 2020. Lol." These are the conversations that we should be having. With every episode, you will learn and educate yourself. This is the podcast everyone should be listening to. Bless up. Thanks so much, Amalia. You're the sweetest. And I also have a review from Lottie from the UK who said, "Inspiring, comforting, and a joy to listen to." Thank you both so much for those kind reviews. Honestly, bless, got a girl tearing up. If you want a sneaky episode shout out to, then be sure to leave an Apple Podcast review. And who knows, I might be reading out your review next week. Thanks so much for listening, Tater Tots. Be sure to follow Topics of Taboo on Instagram to get involved. And I'll chat to you all next week. Bye.